We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I'm sorry, Susan, let me finish the phone number before you get excited. 6666!
He's going for distance. He's going for speed. The song we were just playing.
Tommy, please stop burping on the air.
I surprise you every time I know lyrics to a song. It's like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, because that was the Big Show's entry music in WWE.
That's not true at all.
It was not.
It has actually nothing to do with sports or wrestling, shockingly enough. But a good guess.
Has anybody seen the picture of my main man, Derek Jeter, on the cover of the collector's edition of MLB The Show 23.
I tweeted about this before the show. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with what I said?
I didn't see what you tweeted, but the story real quick is Jerry Chisholm is on the real cover.
Jazz Chisholm.
I apologize.
Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm. Well, that doesn't sound like Jerry Chisholm at all. Jazz Chisholm is on the cover of the regular one.
Yeah.
But if you pay a couple extra bucks, you get the collector's item one, and that's got a picture of Derek Jeter on it.
Or does it?
But I was looking at it, and it don't look anything like Derek Jeter.
Dude, it doesn't look anything like him. That's what I was tweeting out earlier when I saw the collector's edition. I have no problem with Jeter being on it. I like honoring
I like it too.
Legendary athletes he is. I think that recently Ken Griffey Jr. was on one, wasn't he? Jackie Robinson was definitely on one.
Yes, they did one for Jackie.
They may have done
the
one for Griffey too. Like I forget specific legendary athletes, but they've done it.
Yep.
So it's cool, but I'm looking at the picture, and Craig, it looks nothing like him.
Yeah, I wonder if Derek Jeter is bothered by it. Probably not, right? What was the famous one? Was it Ronaldo or Lionel Messi where he won an award and they gave him it was like a bust, supposed to be a bust of his face?
Right.
And it was just a generic face?
Yeah, it was Ronaldo. It looked terrible, yeah.
Yeah, I think they redid it, actually. Yeah.
Did you see Jeter on Fallon the other night?
I saw the clip. Apparently, I saw the clip, not the entire interview. He acknowledged the Nuke LaLoosh story about him. Where he wore...
The golden thong. The Jason Giambi-inspired golden thong. Yeah. Yet he didn't mention... All he said was there was a new teammate in 2002 who believed in the magic of the golden thong.
Yes.
And the legend has always been, and I think it was confirmed by him, that it's Jason Giambi.
Yeah, now
which
here's...
Which probably prompted the Mike Francesa Giambi prank calls, I assume.
Here is why you have to love Derek Jeter.
I don't have to love Derek.
No,
Jeter.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
I can respect him.
No, you have to love him. Okay. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because Derek Jeter clearly got to a superstardom level that very few players in any sport can ever match, right? And it showed you why he's revered and beloved by his teammates beyond just on-field performance. For Derek Jeter to be a go-along, get-along guy and put on a gold thong because... It was funny in the clubhouse, and the guys did it, and maybe brought you good luck.
That's not what
happened.
And
got you out of a slump.
No.
That shows you that he's the greatest teammate ever.
Where were you in 2004?
2004, I was at New Jersey 101.5 Radio.
Derek Jeter.
I should mention I had just been nominated for a Marconi Award.
Did you?
Had the most listened to afternoon show in the country, and was having a good old time.
Okay. Derek Jeter went through a batting slump that I had never seen before from him. You could look it up. Like, you could look back at these numbers. He could not hit where Yankee fans were booing him. Like, from afar, because I was living down in Maryland at the time, I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. And so Derek Jeter wasn't being a get-along kind of guy. Derek Jeter was desperate. And I respect that part of it. Derek Jeter said, I'm so desperate. I can't get a hit. I'll try the golden thong because I got nothing to lose. So that wasn't get along, go along. That was a 145 batting average along.
But it shows you he was willing to be one of the guys. And that's one of the greatest compliments you can give a superstar. Aaron Rodgers ain't one of the guys.
Oh, stop.
He's not.
That's what you're doing?
If you think you're getting a guy that's going to come out here and go bowling in Paramus with the guys on a Tuesday night, you ain't getting that guy.
If Aaron Rodgers...
Not that it matters, but you ain't
Aaron
getting
him. Aaron Rodgers was going through the kind of slump Jeter was going through. Like, I don't even think you'd get it. He was hitting 180 in May. I actually saw the midst of him breaking out of it, because you could look this up. He went to Baltimore as he was breaking out
of
the song.
What are we talking
about now? Derek
Jeter. Okay, got it.
It's once he put the golden thong on. So I lived down in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I went to the entire Yankee-Oriole three-game series. They didn't get him out once.
Okay.
And I saw his average in the matter of 3 days go from like 200 to 220. Like, he was exploding all over the place.
Yeah.
And it was because of the golden thong. And that's why he did it. He was desperate. And I respect that, by the way.
So just so I have you on the record, your word's not mine. Derek Jeter put on a golden thong, and for a three-day weekend in Baltimore, he was exploding all over the place.
You know what I mean.
Your words, not mine. Just want to make sure I heard you correctly, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And by the way, Big Mac will do it because he's into it enough. Fact check me on that, and you'll see that he went to Baltimore. They never got him out. His average went up 20 points.
Like one of those Gleyber Torres weekends in Baltimore?
Dude, Derek Jeter made up for the slump. Now, I didn't know that it was the golden thong. I think that's fascinating. But, dude, he went 2.5 months.
Yeah.
He could not hit. He sucked. He wasn't good at baseball.
I gotcha.
And then all of a sudden, like magic, like, ooh, it's magic.
Yeah.
Jeter was exploding all over the place.
Once again, now you've said it twice. Well, now you got to stand by it.
He was getting a lot of hits.
I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. That's
you know what
all.
I mean.
Here is Kyrie in Short Hills, New Jersey. Kyrie, how are you?
How you guys doing?
Good. Hi, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. What do you got, kiddo?
No, I was listening to Evan earlier to talk about the 49ers defense got drugged, and that's just not the case. Because he's basically fought on the 49ers defense, who got the stop on 4th and 3. That's the coach's fault. That's not the 49ers defense.
Right.
Okay, they continue, and they score. They didn't score against them 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now, I get Evan this. They did let Philly go on a nice long drive that tired them out. But guess what happened? He gave the ball right back to Philly on a short and field. Now the exhausted defense got to come back out there. Please don't act like they marched up and down the field on the 49ers.
On those two drives, on those two.
And they scored 10 points in the second half.
Yeah, but wait, on
like
those.
I'm not saying they didn't save nobody because they
Hold on. The game's out of reach by that point. The first half is what matters. The opening drive of the game matters. And I absolutely agree with you that Shanahan completely screwed up not throwing the challenge flag. But even when he doesn't, just because they have first and goal from the 6 doesn't preordain them to score. And yet they allowed Miles Sanders to walk in the end zone like he had COVID and no one wanted to get it. I mean, let's be fair about the way this defense played.
Because the defense, we're being fair, because the defense was deflated, okay, the coach dropped the ball right there. You have the 6-yard line, even if they don't get
hold him to a field goal.
Points.
This is the number one defense in the NFL. Hold him to a field goal.
And they played like it. Philly ain't scored. Then they moved the ball.
Oh, they didn't play like it. Then when the Niners score a touchdown and tie the game, what's your explanation for that drive? What's your explanation for that one? What's your excuse for that?
Evan, I just said, I'll give you that. You're right. They let them go on an extended drive. Okay, I'll give you that. But guess what? He gave them the ball right back. Now you want this exhausted
defense. I completely agree. I completely agree that was a deflating moment in the game. There's no doubt. But my point is, this is still the number one defense in the league, and you can't tell me they played great in the first half. You can't tell me that.
But you can't tell me that Philly went up and down the field when they scored on their opening drive. They scored again with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
I get it. They had two. They had two long, sustained drives against the number one defense in the league. If what you're holding your hat on is that they forced three straight three and outs or whatever it was after giving up the opening drive, great. What the hell do you want for that? You want a cookie? Like, this is the number one defense in the NFL. And the whole reason for this argument is this idea that the Eagles haven't proven anything, that they haven't beaten anybody. Yeah. And my whole point is that on the opening drive of the game, yes, aided by a bad non-challenge, and then after they tied the game at 7, their defense, the number one in the league, came up small. Doesn't mean it's the worst defense in the league. It just means they did not play well, and the Eagles defeated them point blank, and that had nothing to do with the quarterback getting hurt.
As an objective observer of what just took place, Kyrie gets the win. Yep, Kyrie, the caller from Short Hills, New Jersey. That is a winning call. He earns the right to call back again tomorrow, should he so choose.
Imagine if Kyrie Irving called in, and the only reason he called in was to debate Eagles Niners.
I think that would be fantastic.
Awesome. I don't think that was Kyrie Irving.
I was just a random Kyrie in Short Hills.
I was just thinking about that.
You were hoping that your guy was calling in.
Of course I was. I'd love to debate football with Kyrie.
You know your guy's not calling in after losing by 50. Well, that ain't happening.
He's moving on. He's okay.
I'm sure he hasn't lost any sleep over
10 straight losses to the Celtics. Whatever.
You know, I heard a great story from my main man, Inky Johnson, the other day. So when he got recruited to go play ball at, Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they bring in big-time recruits, which he was, you know, they take you out in the town, they introduce you to sorority girls and things like that to show you, like, the type of lifestyle high-level, highly recruited athletes going to have at a particular school. Take you out, you have a couple beers, whatever the case may be. Florida used to have a group of women that essentially were hookers, known as the Gator Getters, that would sleep with recruits to get them to go to Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he tells a great story where after the recruiting visit, the coach left him with a couple of the guys, and they were like, hey, man, we're going to go hit the bar, hit a fraternity party, a bunch of girls, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, man, I don't want to do that. Please take me back to my hotel. And they go, no, girls, women, like whatever you want, party, the whole thing. We're going out, and it's our job to take you out. And he goes, please take me back to my hotel. He goes, well, why do you want to go back to your hotel? He goes, because I live in a one-bedroom home with 14 people, and I've never slept in a bed by myself.
Huh.
And I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I can sleep in a bed by myself tonight. So I don't want to meet any women. I don't want to drink any beer.
Right.
I want to sleep in a bed by myself. Would you kindly take me back to my room? That is a badass story.
That is a badass story.
That's my guy. I love that guy.
Where that story came from?
Inky Johnson.
No, I know the context, I mean.
What do you mean the context?
Like, we're just waiting to say
it? He was sharing the story. He was being interviewed about his experience.
You're missing my point.
Yeah.
Again, love
the
story.
Why did I say it?
Yeah, like, where'd it come from?
What do you mean, where did it come from? Like, it came from Inky Johnson.
No.
Inky Johnson told that story.
So, I think we just had a caller, good caller named Kyrie. We debated Eagles Niners, right?
And then you brought up Kyrie Irving.
I brought up Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
That got me into Inky Johnson.
How?
How not? Tommy, please stop burping on the air. I've asked you so many times.
I really think the story's fascinating.
It's a great story.
It just feels like you sat around waiting for a moment to tell the story.
No, I've known that story for months.
What made this the moment to talk about it?
Because of what you said about Kyrie Irving.
What did I say about him?
I, at this point in my life, don't remember exactly what you said, but it made me think of Inky Johnson.
All I said is that he moved on from the game. They played the Wizards on Saturday, and they've lost 10 in a row to the Celtics.
I think it was the fact that he didn't lose any sleep over it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the line.
I think that's what got me to it. Yeah,
you're a fascinating guy.
Yeah. I think Inky Johnson's more fascinating than me. I love that guy. You're talking about one of the great public speakers in America. I love him.
When did you get to talk to him?
I've never met him. I've never spoken to him.
Wait, I'm confused.
We follow each other on Twitter.
That means nothing.
But that's all it is.
I follow John Cena, and he follows me. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, but he follows everybody.
So he follows me.
He follows everybody.
Does he follow you?
And probably if I went and checked.
I follow Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen follows me. What does that mean?
That none of these guys are Inky Johnson. Inky dinky do.
Let's see if Inky Johnson follows me.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know who you are.
Maybe
why
he
would he follow you?
Wow, he follows me. Who
no,
saw
he doesn't.
That coming?
You know full well that. I know.
He doesn't.
You know someone's lying.
You can tell by.
He's got a tell.
You can tell. What's my tell?
Yeah, your voice goes up an octave, half an octave. Yeah, and then you pretend to concentrate on it. Like you have to read it. Here's JoJo in Glendale. Joey, what do you got?
Hi, I just heard that caller saying that he didn't want Rodgers because he's not great in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if you could have the second best regular season QB rating and the fifth best playoff QB rating or the 10th best regular season and 20th best playoff, who would you take?
Yeah, but you're talking in generalities. He was being specific that with all the greatness that Aaron Rodgers clearly brings to the table, there are those like James Jones who think he's the single best passer of the football in the history of the sport. You are ultimately judged legacy-wise by championships compared to your peers.
It doesn't matter what the stats say. It really doesn't. It's all about, hey, he's lost 10 postseason games. Yeah, that's the only thing people are going
to
talk
about.
To
be fair, there are rare random athletes who are not judged by their postseason success, but they are truly few and far between. And a case in point, a Dan Marino.
Yes and no. So you're right, obviously. Not in this era.
Now, this era is a little bit different because
you
know, it's funny. I say this more about basketball than football, but yeah, the way guys put each other down and compare each other, you are right. If you play in this era and you don't win a championship, you will forever be thought of as a lesser player.
Absolutely.
Now, the only guy right now that currently belies that but wouldn't if he went 15 years without a title is Joe Burrow. That's the only guy currently.
What do you mean? Say that
like
again?
People are talking about Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes prior to the game on Sunday, right?
Right.
Patrick Mahomes has won a title.
Right.
He's got that in his back pocket.
Right, right, right.
Burrow currently doesn't. So the question, the interesting question would be, if Joe Burrow stays on the path he's on, he's going to have a Hall of Fame career. No one disputes that. One of the great young quarterbacks in the league. But if he doesn't win the Super Bowl,
they'll turn on him.
Exactly.
Yeah, the only reason it hasn't happened is because he's so young and he hasn't played long enough. But it's so true that Wilt Chamberlain owns, I mean, think about the numbers he used to put up. Wilt Chamberlain's won two championships. If Wilt Chamberlain played in this era, even though he scored 50 a game for the Warriors in the early 60s, you guys on TV would say it doesn't mean anything. He's a loser.
Yes.
All he does is lose to Russell. He's a loser.
Right. And the guy averaged like 50 and 20 against Russell, but his team
doesn't
win.
Matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Dan Marino won nothing. In this day and age, loser. Not ripping Dan. I'm saying this is the way we treat guys now. In 2023,
yep.
Look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But because it was a long time ago and there's dust collecting on that Lombardi,
right.
We have callers, and I understand why, saying, guy's a loser. Guy can't win in the playoffs.
It's funny. I was talking to Charlie Weiss earlier today.
Well, you name drop everybody.
I'm just giving you a story.
Earlier today, me and Vince McMahon had a conversation.
No.
And I can't believe he booked Hogan to go over Yokozuna.
Well, you know I'm very close with Vince's son. You know that. You know, Shane and I are tight. That being said, I was talking.
Here's another Craig Cutton name drop.
Listen, I'm friends with people. What do you want me to tell you?
Charlie Weiss. What a random one to refer to.
Well, Charlie Weiss, of course, former Jet offensive coordinator, and was there for Tom Brady when he won his first. He had a great line, which I think you may have even said, or one of us said yesterday. And he goes, listen, all I'll tell you about the current state of quarterbacks is this. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I cannot retire this year. I have to play.
Oh, because he doesn't want to go in the same Hall of Fame class as Brady?
Yep. I cannot go to the Hall of Fame with Tom Brady.
You'll be overshadowed.
Yeah. No matter what I do.
Yeah.
That guy needs to go in without me.
The way we view championships in this day and age is fascinating because look at some athletes who've won already. Aaron Rodgers has won. It's a long time ago. He's a loser. Kevin Durant had to join the Warriors. He's a loser. LeBron, he's lost too many times in the finals. He's a loser, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at history. All Jerry West did was lose in the NBA Finals. I know that's sacrilegious, but he did it 100 times.
Yeah.
This day and age, guys would make lists about what kind of loser he is.
Yes, matter of fact, I may do that tomorrow anyway.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So we definitely view athletes very differently in terms of winning and losing.
But that's because we've changed.
Yeah.
Like sports talk radio, social media, access, everyone's got an opinion. We have changed more than they've changed.
So
I agree with you.
My dad just texted me and he said, because he's old, a little older than you.
Older.
They did speak about Wilt back in the day as he can't beat Bill Russell.
But it wasn't the same vitriol.
It wasn't the same because we didn't have Twitter. We didn't have TV. We didn't have the same ways of communicating.
When Wilt Chamberlain went to the Boston Garden, yeah, that's what he heard. When Wilt Chamberlain was in any other city, no one was heckling him with that because he was the better player. He was never on the better team.
But think about the way we talk about guys now. Like, think about Jerry West. I mean, Jerry West is viewed
as... I never saw him play.
I know you didn't see him play, but you know who he is.
Yes, of course. He's the logo.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, for those that never even heard of him or knew he was the logo, you may watch that lousy show on Showtime Lakers.
Right.
Good show.
He didn't win. Going at, it is such
it's
a bad
it's
show.
It's a terrible show, an awful show. Yeah. But how many championships did Jerry West win?
I don't think he won any.
No, he won one, I think.
Is it one?
One! Yeah. All he did was lose in the finals.
I also think the round, the amount of playoffs we actually have nowadays plays a role into it, too.
Well, like no, like it doesn't play a role. Season. It does not play a role that in how fans it, react. It plays a role in how hard it is to win one or
so
not.
So wouldn't that make it worse, then?
Yes,
that we are hypercritical of the athlete today, yet, and I'm not trying to make this an attack on Jerry West. I'm just explaining, I think, how differently we view people a long time ago who won nothing, and if they were referred to today, they'd be crushed on TV natural all the time.
I understand that, but like for the example, like some of the baseball players, like if Ted Williams is considered a loser, but if you didn't have the best record, you weren't playing in the World Series. Today, you'd have wild card rounds in this round. You'd have other opportunities.
I did not bring up baseball for that reason, by the way. I brought up, I thought, Jerry West.
That's a fair Chamberlain. I'll give you another one. He had a great line for it, but even though it's not that long ago, if Charles Barkley was the dominant player he was in his career today and never won a title, and what did he go to, two finals, I think, in his career, and didn't win, his answer was always a great one. I was never on the best team. Now, you could argue that if you want and attack him for not being the guy that made the team better, but, I mean, can you imagine Barkley today?
It'd be viewed differently.
Of course it would be.
It'd be viewed differently.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm not saying which one's right. There's probably somewhere in the middle. Championships are important, but it's not the end-all, be-all in judging how great a player is.
I mean, I tell you how, it's funny because the other thing that has changed also, and I don't know what it was like back in the 60s and 70s. I can't speak on it. But what's interesting about it is there's as many guys today that compare themselves to their peers. Not even based on championships, based on money. Mm. Right now it's about, I got to get more money than that guy. That's what validates me. It used to be, I think, that the rings validated you.
Right.
Now it's about, I need to make more money than that guy.
Right.
And if I get more money than that guy, I've now been validated as better than that guy.
Right, right.
And you're now seeing it for the first time ever with the quarterbacks.
So
with the guaranteed contracts that are coming out.
Now, Joe Burrow's about to get a new contract. He's going to make a massive amount of money. He's beloved by everybody. We all look at Joe Burrow as a, you know, Joe Cool, right? Give me the year where if he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, everybody turns on him because it's coming. Because it's coming. It's coming and happening to Rodgers. Rodgers got that Super Bowl early.
He's
got to
get
it.
The money first. If he gets $180 million guaranteed.
Starts next year.
And no, there'll be a little wiggle room. You know, assuming he has some playoff success still, but doesn't get there, year five or six, all of a sudden it's going to be, hey, you got the money, you've gotten us to here, but what's going on?
It's why Josh Allen has dropped down on everyone's list right
now. That's right.
It's the way everyone talks about Josh Allen today is different than a year ago.
But, yeah, real quick, NFL for you. The majority of money right now is on the Eagles, which fascinates me. But somebody just made a $5,000 wager on heads or tails for the coin toss.
Oh, my goodness.
It's already starting. It's. I mean, I have made that wager. Not that amount of money, but I have made a coin toss wager. That is typically the sign of either A, having far too much money, or B, being a compulsive gambler.
Right.
Now, you do have a 50-50 shot at it. It's probably the best odds of any bet you're going to make. But $5,000 on a coin toss, you know, money can be better spent elsewhere, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like when I saw Odell Beckham bet $100 on red and black at the same time at a roulette wheel in the Dominican Republic. I was like, that's a way to guarantee you your money stays on the table. Yeah, true story. I told you before.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was in a casino in the Dominican Republic. And he's there.
I don't want to jinx anything because I know you guys get hypersensitive about jinxing perfect games and no-hitters. But Big Mac, we're on pace for a record today. He is, I don't want to say it out loud, a few name drops away from breaking the all-time Carton name drop record. But let's not talk about it. Let's not tweet about it.
How many more do I have to go?
I mean, you're on pace to destroy the record.
Wait, what's the number?
I think the number is 17.
And we're counting stories we've heard more than 5 times. I thought we like eliminated that.
No, I think if we've heard it 5 times, it's tough, still has to count.
It's tough to count the Odell Beckham name drop when we've heard this exact story at least 10 times.
But Big Mac, here's why we have to count, and I think Craig will agree with
me. Go ahead.
Our audience continues to grow every
day. That's right.
I mean, we've seen these numbers. So
that's true.
I think because there's someone new listening who probably never heard the story.
Good chance they didn't.
According to the officials, It counts. Okay. Okay, it counts.
Nice.
So we're at 13 now.
I think you nailed it. I think we're at 13.
Okay.
Awesome.
Just so I got four to go to tie the record?
I believe is it 17 or 18?
I thought it was 17. We got it. We're going to double check that.
Please stop burping, Tommy. I've asked you many times.
My bad.
I mean, I can knock that record out right now if you want. Yeah, it is a good way to maintain your chip count, though.
Oh, the hotel thing?
Yes. Yeah. Just sit there for an hour and never lose.
I would do that in double zero.
You're right. You ain't lying. Then you start making bad decisions for sure.
Where do things stand, by the way, on Odell signing with the Chiefs? Is that done yet?
So you are something really funny about that.
Yes.
And I think you would give me this. Yesterday, I was the only guy that was perpetrating that as a possibility. Is that at least a fair guess?
I think so.
Or statement, right?
I did it
on Fox, right?
Yeah.
So I came out yesterday and said it makes a lot of sense to me that the Kansas City Chiefs bringing Odell Beckham. We saw the video of him working out, cutting and running, all that jazz, whatever, right? And he did say himself he's not 100%. He's like 75, 80%, whatever it is, right? And the video's out there. Okay, great. So I'm like, that makes sense because three of the Chiefs' wide receivers, if they did have practice yesterday, which they did not, would not have been able to practice based on their injuries, okay?
Right.
It's Juju, it's Kadarius Toney, and it's, what's his name? McCole Hardman. Yeah, right? So they may not be ready for the Super Bowl. So I'm the only guy that says that because I like talking about Odell. Pro Football Talk came out yesterday, Evan, and said there are reports that Kansas City's interested in signing Odell Beckham. No, there aren't. I said it myself, right? No backing for it. I just said it because it's fun to talk about. We can confirm that the Kansas City Chiefs are most likely not going to do that.
You've become such a credible football reporter.
I'm the source now.
But that your reports have to be denied or confirmed.
But they weren't like as reported on Fox or FAN. Because no. I didn't say it's a report. I said in my opinion, it would make a lot of sense for them to bring him in. Because they have three injured wide receivers. So why the hell not? Yeah, and now it's being refuted. As if I said it as a fact. It's so funny to me.
So it's not going to happen? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, it's going to happen, all right.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm hearing that Kansas City might consider bringing him in anyway.
Why not?
And then the words you choose are also important. Considering. Might. It's up for conversation. Nothing's official. That kind of stuff.
There's a lot of things we consider over the course of a day.
Exactly.
So it's easy.
Yes, exactly right. Like, I debate right now, do I go to the bathroom here, or do I wait till I get home to go?
So speaking of the bathroom,
yeah,
I went through something today I've never experienced in my life, but I thought it was the right decision.
All right, I
had to go, if you know what I mean. And the guy next to me was just, I mean, there was a hurricane in there.
Really?
Like, it was as loud as I've ever heard it. I just got up before I finished and said, I need to leave. Washed my hands, went to the other bathroom. Have you ever done that before?
Because of the odor?
The sounds was so over the top that I was like, I'm literally like 2 feet away from this guy, right? There's just a wall in our way.
Right.
But it was like,
it was like
a war zone. Yeah. And I decided before I could even get started, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Was it you, Big Mac?
Yeah, he turned bright red. I think it was
no.
You.
Yeah, no. It was funny. I'm laughing at you. You think I do that here?
I think so.
Why wouldn't you do it? That's what it's for.
Well, I mean, if you have to. Absolutely have to.
Like
it sounds
now,
like this gentleman had to.
I will say this. When I do go here and anyone else walks into the bathroom, I pretend like I'm starring in a silent film. I make no noise at all. Okay. And I'll sit there an extra 10 minutes till the guy leaves to finish what I got
to
do.
No, Craig, I try to do that,
but
too.
But the guy is there to do exactly what he did.
But the guy next to me is in a war zone.
Yeah.
Don't you at some point say, I need to leave this? What if there's a friendly fire? Like, I got to get out of here.
Listen, it can happen.
Friendly fire.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to catch any shrapnel.
If I walk into the bathroom, we only have two stalls, and either bathroom is just two.
Yeah.
If I walk in there and someone's in one of them, I'm leaving. I'm coming back. I'm hoping it's
empty.
I'm with
you as well.
I don't sit next to someone already sitting
down. Big Mac, Craig, you're right.
I
sat next to me.
Well, you already know.
And then when he unleashed World War III, I said, I'm pulling out.
There needs to be some etiquette for sure. That's bad etiquette.
No, I have good etiquette because I left.
No, of the other guy.
Yeah. I gave the guy his privacy. Yeah. I said, I'm getting the hell out of town. And I did.
Yeah, but I am with Big Mac. If there's a guy in there, I don't go
That's
in.
That's it, no.
If I wait for the place to be empty.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you go up the floor here, they blast music.
No, I don't
music.
Go before because that's like going to someone else's house and going in their bathroom.
But
I don't do that.
They blast the music so it, you know, kind of
Yeah, but you know what I
masks
blasting?
The sounds.
While this guy was unleashing a war,
was it Tiki and Tierney?
BT and Tiki are breaking down Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And I'm hearing Brandon go boom, and I'm here like it was crazy, man. I got the hell out of town.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
Thank you.
I don't blame you.
I'm glad that I met your approval.
Yeah, you did. 877-337, and there's no doubt it was Big Mac. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Tony Romo responded to all the criticisms he's gotten this season. That his analysis has gone backwards. And he responded, I just think it's enjoyable to try and be the best you can be. And the only way to do that is sometimes trial and error and staying inside the umbrella of what you think that the viewer wants to help them enjoy the show. So he's acknowledging that he's doing it differently than he used to do it. He took a pretty good beating this year, it sounds like.
My only criticism of him was I didn't like the soliloquy talking about sports history as the Chiefs scored the touchdown.
All the NBA crap?
Yeah.
No, but he took a beating all year, though, just in that game.
I get that. That's not my beating. Like, I haven't hated him all year. I'm saying that was the only time as a listener, as a fan, where I was like, dude, what are we doing here? And here's a big moment in a football game, and you're breaking down the history. Like, we could do that the next day, I guess. That's a nice debate on sports talk radio or on TV. But as the game's happening, like, before the touchdown is even registered, you know, Michael Jordan and Clyde Drexler and The Last Dance and this is Mahomes' Jordan.
Yeah.
It was just like, what? The hell just happened?
The whole thing is crazy to me. Has Derek Jeter commented yet? On the photograph or the cartoony picture of him not looking like him, or do you just take the check and say, do whatever you got to do?
He probably doesn't care.
I wonder if Jeets even plays MLB The Show.
No shot.
You don't think so? You don't think there's ever a point in his life
No.
while he was a single guy playing MLB The Show?
No.
Really?
When he was a single guy, he was clubbing in New York City meeting women.
But still like a regular young guy.
You think he was playing expansion mode on All-Star Baseball 2004?
I think
like Evan was sitting in his apartment?
Not like you were, no. Not like you were. But I do think there's the possibility that he was playing a little MLB The Show.
I would. There are certain athletes where I'd say yes to that. Because I think during the pandemic, they actually tried to have athletes compete in an MLB The Show tournament. If memory serves correct.
Well, they usually do that. They do do that. Yes, go ahead.
It was during the pandemic. They were just trying to put programming on.
Yeah.
But I don't think back in the day any of those guys were playing video games.
Well, I know Adam Jones did because he challenged me and beat me.
He did?
Yep. We played the show over at Yankee Stadium. That's right. I name dropped. That's right. 14. I see you over there, your lips flapping. But you asked a question.
He kept saying something in my head. And I didn't know what he meant.
He's saying that's the 14th name drop.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I played
Adam.
I
did not get that.
No, because I didn't hear what you were saying. 14th name drop. Okay.
Adam Jones and I played head-to-head at Hard Rock at Yankee Stadium before I guess it was with the Orioles, not Red Sox, with the Orioles against the Yankees. And we played. And as I think I may have told this story before, I was the Yankees. He played as the Dodgers, I think.
Wouldn't even play as the Orioles.
No, and my children, Sonny and Lucky, were there.
Yeah.
And they sat on his lap, basically, and told him how to beat me. Yeah.
That's some good loyalty right there.
Like, when your children turn on you in a manner like that, it's very upsetting.
You should have played as the Orioles. Just because Adam Jones wouldn't want to strike out Adam Jones.
Well,
it would create internal conflict.
And I had a big lead. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I had a big lead against him, and I wound up getting torched.
Let me see if it is on YouTube.
It's on YouTube
what
for
do I
sure.
Search? Adam Jones.
Just do Adam Jones, Carton, MLB or something.
MLB show.
Hey, Sonny, you're on the radio. You all right?
Yo.
Yeah, I have a question for you. You know, in life, obviously, you have to make certain decisions that sometimes you look back on and go, you know what? If I could do that again, I wouldn't have done that. And I'm wondering if you could go back in time and not sat on Adam Jones's lap and told him how to beat me at MLB The Show.
So I want to correct you. It was not MLB The Show. It was RBI Baseball 14.
All right, RBI Baseball 14.
It's a different game. What do you mean the same thing?
Could, if you would go back in time, would you have rooted for your dad and not helped Adam Jones out?
No, it was a clear decision. Lucky and I made it together. It was a gut feeling. We walked in. Mm-hmm. We just had that feeling that he was going to win, which he did. So we were on the side of the winners, as you always try to be in life. So, no,
winners
I feel pretty good
losers.
About the decision, honestly.
So you are going with Daddy's mantra of there's winners and losers and sticking by your decision to be a winner.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I would feel bad about is that it was just your birthday, and I feel bad choosing the other side on that day. But because it's no longer your birthday, I don't feel bad.
How about that? And real quick, what did you think about my list of the five guys who could beat LeBron one-on-one, including that two-week run of Jeremy Lin?
I thought it was a great list. I think there's a legitimate argument for each player. You know how I feel about Steph. Luke is one of the best in the game. Durant, same. And that two-week stretch of Jeremy Lin could go toe-to-toe with any player ever, including LeBron. So I think it's a great list.
There you go. All right, buddy, go do some homework. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Love you.
All right, there you go. All right, so he's being consistent. He wants to be on the winning side.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He stayed on the winning side.
I understand.
But yeah, RBI, what was it, RBI Baseball?
RBI Baseball 14. It was Yankees-Dodgers. You got that right.
Yeah, I got that right. All right. Sorry,
and who are you? You were the Yankees?
Yes.
Embarrassed yourself.
I was at Yankee Stadium. I'm the Yankees.
Embarrassed yourself. I saw highlights. There was one play.
I got off to a big lead,
where
too.
Adam Jones, like, basically stole home on him, and he didn't know what button to press, and he threw to the wrong base.
Yeah, I threw to the wrong base.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids taught him, just run on my dad. He doesn't know how to throw the ball around the infield.
He nailed it.
Yeah, he was right, too. Good guy, by the way, Adam Jones.
Yeah, sure.
Here's Mike in Connecticut. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon. I don't mean
by the
to
way, Mike, where,
interrupt national.
This is a silly question, but where exactly is Portland, Connecticut?
You know, it's not a silly question, because people in Connecticut don't know where Portland, Connecticut is. And in fact, I drive around. I'm a sales guy, so I'm all over Connecticut.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, you came from Portland, Maine. I'm like, no, there's a Portland, Connecticut. We're 20 minutes south of Hartford, right on the Connecticut River, right between Middletown, which has Wesleyan University, and Glastonbury, which is a nice town.
Got it. All right. Thank you for the update on that. What do you got?
Well, there you go. I don't mean to interrupt National Name Dropping Day with my points today. Actually, you know what? If you could name drop about someone in the bathroom, then I feel we'd come full circle today.
Well, I did that, but some people don't like me telling those stories because there might be a size issue.
I know you sneak a peek. So you were talking about quarterbacks and the salaries, like what Burrow's going to get and how players kind of validate themselves with how much money they make. While it pains me to say this about one of your favorite people on earth, that is one of the understated greatness of Tom Brady, where he never took the most money.
That's true.
He was smart enough. He was smart enough to realize that there's only enough dough to go around. I mean, in theory, he should be the highest paid American athlete virtually ever.
You can certainly make that argument. You know, here's what's also interesting. So I've always felt, with no basis for feeling this way, that there was an understood agreement between him and Robert Kraft, who he has said publicly is in a lot of ways like a second dad to him, you know, for all those years in New England. That there was like a wink-wink kind of deal where at some point after your playing career, I will find a way to include you in a business deal, have you as a consultant, pay you to make speeches, whatever the case may be, that I'll make sure you're whole for what you should have been paid as a quarterback. Now that he's retired, it will be interesting to see if he has any business ventures with Robert Kraft.
Well, Robert already said it's not a business venture, that he wants Tom to sign with the Patriots so he can retire as a Patriot.
Right, but that's more symbolic.
Yeah, the one thing, I give Tom Brady credit, so don't take this as I'm going to attack him for doing it, but let me just ask you a question, all right? He's married to someone who makes even more money than him.
Was married, but
okay.
Yes.
Was married. I'm talking about at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
He can make a ton of money in endorsements. And he realizes, yeah, I could fight and demand an extra $8, $9 million, but I want to win because winning only enhances what I am and who I am.
Sure.
I've got a wife who makes millions, and I can make the money back easily with any endorsement I want.
Right.
It seems like a no-brainer on Tom Brady's part to do that.
Except it's still very
rare. He wasn't married to her back at the beginning.
Well.
So when he started winning, he wasn't married to her.
Yeah, but there was a good decade of his career in New England while married to the number one earning model in the world.
Yeah, I mean, majority of his career, he certainly was.
I mean, to be fair, his entire NFL career, he never made more money in a single year than his wife did.
Right.
Well documented.
That doesn't take
anything
away.
Don't cry for him. He made a lot of money.
Look, he still did the right thing in helping the team win. Like, that's awesome. And celebrate it all day. I'm just saying that his circumstances are a little bit different than others.
Yes, 100%. Well, I appreciate the call, Mike, though. You made it's an interesting take, you know, on it, because he did something in an era of tremendous greed. He typically took less than he could have gotten. That's a fair comment to make, right? Yeah. I mean, how often do you get that? Like, for example, you know, I think Lamar Jackson deserves, quote-unquote deserves, you know, as much money as Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, blah, blah, blah. You know, the Baltimore Ravens did offer him $133 million guaranteed.
Right.
And it's disrespectful.
Well.
You follow me?
Yeah, because you compare yourself to other guys.
Well, that's the point.
And you say, I deserve more.
Right, which is why the Patrick Mahomes deal, which does not get talked about a lot, is really, to me, the most fascinating deal. He got a 10-year deal for what was the actual number? $500 million, if he sees all 10 years, ballpark, $500 million bucks.
Right.
And when we talk about Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen signed his deal last year, $150 million guaranteed, we always, me included, have brought up lately, what did Russell Wilson get? What did Deshaun Watson get? And what did Kyler Murray get? Nobody ever references the Mahomes deal.
Because it's outdated.
You think, though?
Yeah, because you look at the more recent contract. Yeah, fair or not. You're going to look at the more recent deal that was given out and say, I'm as good or I'm better than that guy. I want that.
Like, Mahomes, theoretically, is better than all of them.
Well, he is better than all of them.
I would take his deal, wouldn't you?
But it's also the older of the contracts.
Yes,
to some
by
of them
far.
You just mentioned. Yeah, so that's the difference. You're always going to look at the more recent one and say, I want more. I don't blame an athlete for wanting the most money. But I also, you know, I look at what Tom Brady did. I acknowledge what he did. And that's awesome, and it helped him win.
Let me add one little wrinkle to that. Football players specifically. Because a baseball player's contract is guaranteed the minute he signs it.
Mm-hmm.
Football players, the entirety of the contract is not guaranteed.
Well, but also there isn't, like in baseball, there's no salary cap.
Right.
So a baseball player like Shohei Ohtani is going to sign a contract next year. He shouldn't take a dime less. It shouldn't help you sign someone else. There's no cap. Right. You can sign that guy either way.
Sure.
And one other thing about taking less money. Every single NBA player who's left their team and has been vilified, we can go through the list. LeBron James left Cleveland. Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City. Not even talking about the Nets. Talking about going to the Warriors.
Yeah.
They took less. You have to take less.
Right.
The CBA is created so that it incentivizes you staying. No one brings that up. It's just, can you believe LeBron left?
Well, we don't bring it up because the amount of money they get is so ridiculous either way. No one feels like, wow, that guy really took a discount to go somewhere
else. So Tom Brady wasn't making a ridiculous amount of money based on what you just said.
But not the same as NBA guys.
I'm not saying it was the same, but he took less money.
Stupid
money. His wife makes millions. We can use the same rationale to say, whatever that he did that, he's got billions of dollars anyway.
And I do find it interesting when high-paid radio talk show hosts or TV hosts comment on ballplayer salaries. Because the people that listen or watch our respective shows could very easily say the same thing. Not so much me, but you.
What?
You know, I'm sure Sal is probably breaking the bank twice over. Guys like Big Mac who are raking it in.
But not you,
doing extra shows. Not me.
You're underpaid.
Well, I mean, significantly underpaid. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing I was doing 5 years ago. Significantly underpaid. Like 90% underpaid.
Well, you're right. Like, Skip Bayless can't comment on how much money an athlete makes. Doesn't he make like $5 million a year?
Nobody can comment on it.
Doesn't he make like $5 million a year?
I don't know. You think Stephen A. Smith can comment on salaries?
No, I agree with you.
Right.
Because they're making a fortune. And I'm not saying that Skip or Stephen A. don't deserve it. Good for them. God bless them.
If you get it, you deserve it. Yeah, that's it.
Like, I agree with you in this regard. I certainly don't make millions of dollars. I wouldn't comment, or I wouldn't be negative, I should say. I don't make millions of dollars. Are you disputing that?
I think we have a responsibility to be honest with the audience.
I do not make millions of dollars.
Yeah,
that's a guarantee.
I'm going to Vegas for the weekend to see Adele watch the Super Bowl and come back on the red eye.
Expensive?
I'm going to Nashville for a night.
Expensive? Yeah. Not millions.
We all know what that book advances.
You know what? I'm actually somewhat bothered by the book.
Why?
And I've never shared this publicly, but since I'm talking only to Big Mac here, I will tell Big Mac. As you know, Christopher Big Mac Jones,
sure.
The book idea was, we all can acknowledge, my idea. That's not up for debate.
I believe the initial suggestion came from you. I think that's fair.
Okay, that is fair. And if I say anything that's not accurate, you tell me.
I like that.
All right, I had the suggestion, I had the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Evan went and got a book deal from a publisher. Mm-hmm. With an advance.
Yes.
And never told us about it.
I did tell you about it.
No, I got it out of you. All right? Like halfway through writing this book, he was like, yeah, I'm writing this book. I keep writing. I'm like, what do you mean the book? You mean my idea? He goes, yeah, I did it. And I got a deal. And I got a small advance for it, et cetera, right? And wasn't going to tell us. Didn't ask me to write the foreword, thank God. Or even a thought on it for the cover or anything like that. And he's just sitting there counting the change as his book comes out in less than a year now.
Well, first of all, it didn't take me long to count the change. And number two, I'm working hard on it. I'm working very diligently
on
the book.
How long does it take to come up with 50 scorebooks you already have?
First of all, it's 80. And I'm writing about every single one of them in painstaking detail.
Is it 80 and they're going to cut it down to 50?
No. It's 81.
Or are we doing 80?
I'm actually going to do 90 and cut it down to 81. But it's 81 games for the perfect season of going to every home game. Yeah, 81 games. That's right.
Basically, Evan keeps scores. You guys know he's taking the 81 scorecards of the games that he was at and or scored from home.
Famous games that mean a lot to me. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And have we officially named the book?
Yeah, but I can't release that yet. Still private.
It's my idea.
I think I know the name, but we're still, making sure that's the name. Plus, I forgot. No, I'm kidding. I know.
What's the name of the book?
It's not finalized yet.
Not finalized
yet. Yes, name of the book. Not finalized
yet. Are you going to have your father write something for
the
book?
Yes, my father.
I think your father should write a little
thing. My father's locked in. He's going to write something.
He should. Who else?
I haven't asked the guy. You want me to say it on the air?
I
want
to know. So here's the way a book goes. You have two ways of doing it. You either could have somebody write the foreword for you in the book, or you could have five or six people kind of read the book, review it, and write a little chapter.
Yeah, but if I ask you to do that, you're going to rip the book and say, you're a geek if you read this crap.
First off, you're my partner. Yeah. Secondly, it was my idea. Thirdly, I only want the best for you. So if you asked me to do that, which you haven't, so now I'm not going to do it.
Well, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
I'm still writing the book.
Who are you thinking about now? The person you're contemplating asking to write something, you want them to write the foreword?
Two forwards.
Or you want them to write just a review?
No, I want two forwards. My dad?
I think your dad absolutely should write a foreward. Without your dad, you're not the baseball fan you
100%.
Are.
100%. So he's a lock.
Yep.
And the other guy was going to ask.
Hold on a second. Let me think. Yeah, I'm assuming it's a baseball person.
It's a baseball person, but I haven't asked him yet.
Is it a baseball player?
No. Baseball player? No.
A baseball writer?
No.
A baseball broadcaster?
Yes.
Oh,
I sit underneath him every single night.
Howie Rose.
Howie Rose.
Yeah. Because
I sit underneath him every single night.
Yeah. He would say yes to that.
Yeah, but you know.
Why haven't you asked him yet?
Because I haven't finished. I got to write the book. I don't think, what's the process of that? You ask about the forward before you even done? I'm working on it. Well, I'm like 70% done.
First off, you call him, and you have to ask him in person. That is not a phone call.
I agree with you. Well, what?
Howie, are you free for a cup of coffee one morning? I'll come to you, whatever it is. Hey, listen, I'm writing a book. Here's a sample chapter or two. Oh,
that's a good idea.
I think you have to show him a little sample of the writing.
You got to show him a sample.
And then say, I hate to put you out, but I'd be thrilled if you'd write the forward.
Yes.
But you're not really that close with him.
I mean, we're not best friends, but like I know him. I text him once in a while.
I sit underneath him every single night.
And I sit underneath him every single night.
Would you like me to have Chris Christie write the forward for you as a Met fan?
Why?
Because I'm sure all 81 games are Met games.
I think he's a, you know who he's a candidate for? Reading, like, writing a review.
No, he won't do that.
He won't write a review?
No, he will not.
Why?
Because
why would he write a forward but not a review?
He wouldn't write the forward either. I was just kind of setting you up to
ask. Why would you bring him up?
Because, you know. He and I talk about you all the time. He's
That's
not a
fan. Name drop, by the way. Chris Christie.
Yeah, we're
at 15.
Drop. Yeah.
How about Steve?
You're such an incredible idiot.
How about Steve Cohen to write the forward?
Doesn't know who you are.
I met him.
Yeah, he still does. He doesn't remember meeting you.
You don't think so?
No. I was with him the other night. He's no idea who you are.
But he remembers sharing nachos with you?
Yeah, plus he's got so much cheese doodles over his fingers. I'm not sure he can write
doodles,
anything.
It was Doritos. Oh. Let's get it right, please. The multi-billionaire was eating Doritos out of a bag, and I loved them for it.
He was hungry, man.
The most relatable thing a billionaire could ever do.
You know why he was doing it.
By the way, why don't you ask a player to write the forward?
Why would I ask a player?
Well, I mean, you've used Rico Bronya's name for your podcast. Why not flip it and ask Rico to write a forward for you?
It doesn't make sense in the book, though. The book is about me scoring games all throughout Met history.
Got it.
Why would that even fit? You know what I mean?
Maybe it wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't. I could have Chipper Jones write the forward because I cursed him out a lot in this book.
Have you reached out to Bob Carpenter?
Oh, that's an interesting one. That actually
But Bob doesn't know who he is.
It doesn't matter.
Because Bob might be dead.
No, he's not. He's the broadcaster for the Nationals.
He is. Dead. I didn't know that.
He might be dead.
It's his brand of scorebook is what Evan uses.
And the true story, I never wanted to bring this up, but I'll bring it up now. I met Bob a long time ago, and I gave him advice about the book. I said, you should add this.
Yeah.
Next year, edit it.
Did he?
How about that?
Nice. Well, there you go.
There you go.
I'm trying to figure out how much Evan got as an advance.
Not a lot.
Yeah, we say not a lot, because... Like, I know what I got for the advance for my book.
It's not that.
Yeah.
How much did you get for your advance?
$250,000.
Are you freaking serious?
I am.
Yeah. Not on the same as stratosphere. Like,
that's what I got.
Those numbers are not, the commas are different.
You have more commas?
Yeah.
What'd you get, like the Obama deal?
Yeah, right.
Did you get $1 million to write the scorecard book? Is that what's happening
close,
here?
Close, yeah, close.
Here's Scotty in Brooklyn on the fan. Scotty, what's going on?
Craigie, Evan, great to be on. Happy to be on.
Thank you.
What's up?
I got to say, I heard Evan comparing all these contracts, Tom Brady taking less money.
Yeah.
But all these guys, they don't got these multi-million dollar worldwide fashion models as their wives. What's
exactly.
Going on here? Come
exactly.
On. Like that. You can't compare anybody to Brady. Me personally, I think Jones is going to take less money to ensure Saquon is in Giants blue. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
And I gotta say this one last thing before I go. Listen, I love the show. Every month it gets better. Craig, I'm a sanitation worker at DSNY. I appreciate all the support you give us in Green. Shout out to all my boys. And listen, man, keep killing it. You're number one for a reason.
There you go. I appreciate that. And as you know, I have friends who are sanitation guys in the five boroughs. And you guys are the most, you guys and corrections officers are the most underappreciated public workers in this city.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you standing up against the Empire State Building. That was awesome the other day.
By the way, it was stupid, though.
Aaron Rodgers is playing in a golf tournament right now.
Yeah, okay, go.
Someone screamed at him, go to the Niners?
Yeah. No, I think he was mic'd up and he was being interviewed.
Okay, he's playing Pebble Beach, right?
He is. He's in the
Pro-Am.
He's
playing Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
And he's on audio, maybe you could play it, of him saying there is a team he is not going to. He has ruled the team out.
He has ruled the team out.
Do you want to play the clip? Have you got it already? Aaron Rodgers has ruled the team out. Go ahead.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Cole.
Got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
That's it. He's done with the Niners.
Well, I mean, obvious, to be fair, yesterday when Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch said, we have two number ones here. We're good with our quarterback room.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has ruled out San Francisco.
All right.
One down.
Dude, there's only two teams he's going to if he leaves Green Bay. He's either going to the Jets or he's going to the Raiders.
Now, if you match it up.
And that's it. There's no other AFC team he is going to.
I think Tennessee could be a factor. Maybe Miami if they want to move on from Tua, which you can't rule out. They don't have the number one to offer. No. But okay, let's just say you're right.
Yep.
Independent observer. Try to take your fandom out of it.
Yeah.
Who really has the edge?
Vegas.
For what reason?
Okay, I'm going to answer the question.
They do have edges. I'm just curious what makes you think they have the edge.
I think Devontae Adams is an edge based on familiarity and friendship.
Okay.
I think the weather is an edge.
If that's what he prefers.
Apparently he does, but I have not heard him say that. So, people have said that about him, that he preferred to play in that kind of climate.
I mean, you're an
adult.
Which
he has not done in Green Bay.
You're an adult.
No, but living there. Oh. And being a part of the Las Vegas community, not too far from L.A., right. All that kind of stuff. And they have the best running back in football.
Well, he's a free agent, so.
Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
He ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure he is. They're going to pay him a ton of money after they restructure Aaron's contract.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just make my point.
Yeah.
26th in defense.
Okay.
Josh McDaniels is a buffoon.
Come on, he's a great offensive coordinator.
What is he as a head coach?
So far, not a good one.
So then what the hell does it matter if he's a great offensive coordinator?
Maybe he pulls a Mike McCarthy and all he cares about now is the offense. Someone else takes care of everything else. I don't know.
I mean, he's been a head coach in two locations.
That's right.
And they've done a lot of losing.
Miserably in the first one.
They've done a lot of losing.
Jury's out in this one.
You know who the Jets have?
Yeah.
Nathaniel.
Who did not call a single play in Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers loves him.
Loves him.
He said there are very rare times where there's a special room.
Yeah.
Nathaniel made that room special. Aaron's words, not mine.
Uh-huh.
Plus, the talent on defense.
Yeah.
The young talent on offense. You don't have to worry about paying because, hey, they're young. They're not making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't have to live in New York or New Jersey. You live somewhere else and just fly in via helicopter.
No, he ain't doing that.
For your practices.
He ain't doing that. Where's he going to live, in Delaware?
Plus, his girlfriend
went
to Princeton.
Yeah. And he's had so much success, all due respect, keeping a woman. Yeah, that's gone well for him.
What?
I mean, Shelley Woodley, Danica Patrick, now this gal.
Why do you put that all on him?
Well, because he's a strange guy.
Oh, so that's why they break up?
Yeah, listen, there's something to be said for a guy who has zero relationship with any family members. Can't always be everybody else's fault.
That is a little weird, I admit.
Now, maybe he's got a strange family that's trying to abuse his success and money. That happens sometimes, too.
Right.
And people have falling outs over money and things like that. So I'm not suggesting it's all on him. But when you have zero relationship with any of your relatives, including a brother?
Yeah. That whole thing is kind of weird.
There's something going on. No?
One other thing, though, I should bring up as case, the divisions. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson.
That's a
rough division in the AFC. Yeah, Josh Allen, but he's falling off without his comfy little blanket known as Brian Daboll. The Dolphins quarterback, I don't want to make any comments about it. I actually feel bad for
Tua. He actually came out of a concussion protocol.
I know. I actually feel bad for him, so I'm not taking any shots. And then you got the Patriots who suck. I mean, if you won an easier division, it's the AFC East. So when you kind of weigh the positives and negatives, and by the way, your points, they were plenty fair. Like geography, the politics of Nevada, he may like it more than the politics.
He might. Yeah.
The weather, taxes, I get all that. But I make some good points.
Listen, I'm making it very clear. I think it's a two-horse race if he leaves Green Bay. And it is either the New York Jets or the Vegas Raiders. And I think at some point Green Bay is going to say privately, put your best offer on the table. And that it's like, you know, they do like when you get government contracts, they call it an RFP. And it's usually a blind bid. So you know what the job should cost. You know how much money you want to make. So you put it in an envelope, you close it, and you hand it in. And they look at all the bids they got, and then they take the best bid.
Yeah, but I think it's ultimately up to him. Because he does have the power in this in terms of renegotiating. You know, it is going to benefit you cap-wise to work out a new structured deal with him.
Yeah.
And that's the power Aaron has. So while he doesn't have a no-trade clause necessarily, with a lot of these trades, the reason why I think the player has the power of picking, like Tyreek Hill did, like Deshaun Watson did, didn't they ultimately pick where they wanted to go via trade? Now, the team's got the return they wanted, no doubt. So you need to be in the ballpark here. You need to be close. But ultimately, Tyreek Hill said no to the Jets. True story.
That is a true story,
Deshaun Watson said, I'll go to
that
Cleveland.
That one's a little bit different, but yes.
Why? He agreed to a contract
only
that was fully guaranteed.
Cleveland did kind of what the Rangers did with DeGrom. They paid him so much more guaranteed than anybody else.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that really what kind of the point? Different reasons why you get there.
I don't think money's the issue on this.
I'm not saying it is, but my point is Rodgers still has the power in this more than the Packers do.
Look,
do you agree with that?
He could. I don't agree with it. Green Bay could simply say, we're not trading you. They always have that right to do. They could say whenever they want, we're not trading
if
you.
They're
and then he's got to make a decision.
So, but here's why I kind of disagree on that. I think if there's a breakup, what's the problem here?
I'm
and I got confused looks. What's wrong?
No, you go ahead.
You guys all right over there?
I gave him the break sign. That's it.
I'm in the middle of something. We'll finish. We'll get to a break.
I'll tell the truth. I apologize. They had a tough time looking at your beard.
Oh, sorry. That's a fair point.
And
actually,
I do apologize for that. But it's
where's the still looking for that orange marker?
Yeah, where's the orange marker to fill it out?
Spike's not here today. Yeah, well, I was counting on Spike to be here to give me the orange marker. He didn't come to work today, so I'll have to do it tomorrow.
Oh. Well, no, I'm going to fix it by tomorrow, and I'm also not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going on vacation.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what millionaires do.
Millionaires. Here's my point. I don't think there's a breakup unless it's mutual. I don't think the Packers are going to come to Aaron. Aaron's going to come to them, and they both are going to be on the same page. It's just time to move on. I don't think this is going to be Aaron saying, hey, we made a deal. Get me the hell out of here. I think it's going to be one of those, it's time for you and it's time for us.
Right.
So that's why I don't think it would ever turn into an ugly, hey, you know what? You don't want to go there? We're not trading you.
All right, 877-337-6666. It does show you the difference. We are off tomorrow. I'm going to the dentist. Evan's going to South Beach. You know, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
Close.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.